May the sweet peace that passes all understanding be yours, precious heart dwellers. My dear family, the Lord is wanting you all to be fully equipped for the race set before you. For you who are ordained, are presbyters, the most powerful prayer or action you can offer God each day is the holy sacrifice of the Lord's Supper. Some of you, I know, have fallen away from this practice and have not been praying the Lord's Supper every day. My dearly loved ones, you, above all people, have been given the sacred honor of the office of presbyter in order to look after the souls on earth whom you intercede for. In my last message, the Lord conveyed how very powerful it is to receive his body and blood each day. And I have to say that when I was an evangelical, I was not able to see clearly beyond this world. I was very caught up in Christian culture. But when I started going to the Mass every day, I was suddenly catapulted into a new level of spirituality, much more conformed to Christ and the first century than to the modern day culture. I would not be able to do what I'm doing now if it were not for the tremendous wisdom and strength imparted to me through the Lord's daily supper. For some, it can become rote and simply a dialogue. But I want all of us to keep it alive and relevant. Our prayers should always be a conversation with God and his saints, not just one-sided, but a real, true conversation. Every step of the sacred liturgy has deep meaning and is something intimate to be shared with God. After the consecration, you are holding God in your hands. Both his sacred body and blood have come down to you by simply speaking the words, "This is my body, this is my blood," and at the same time believing with all your heart that it truly is. It becomes transubstantiated when you speak those words. Not only is it powerful and intimate to receive the Lord Jesus every day, but you are truly making him very happy. He longs to dwell in you in this way, or he never would have given us the Lord's Supper to say every day. He longs with all his holy heart to be an intimate part of you, bonded to you, in union with you, strengthening you. When this tremendous privilege is taken for granted and pushed aside in favor of other prayers or activities, we are wounding him deeply. Oh, so much tragedy could be avoided by having your Lord's Supper first thing in the morning. The protection, the strength, the increased toning of our spirit, all of this prepares us for the day that we may live it in union with him. Jesus began, "My children," Claire is speaking from my heart. These are not her own sentiments and thoughts. She is actually communicating my heart to you. How dearly I love and honor you. How dearly I relish dwelling in you and becoming a part of your DNA and cellular life. How powerfully I transform you as you celebrate each of my suppers. My body and blood are the elements of life that transform the mediocre soul into a very holy soul. You are truly receiving all that I am when you take the transformed elements into your body. They are no longer bread and wine, but my very body and blood under the appearance of bread and wine, under the appearance of bread and wine. I would like to add here, just as an aside, that you can look up Eucharistic miracles on the internet and actually see wine that became blood and bread that became real heart muscle tissue. And by the way, they are always the same blood type. Jesus continued, "There is no way I could possibly get closer to you than through this holy act. There is no way we could become more one in body, soul, and spirit than through my body and blood mingling with yours. Each time you receive me, divinity comes in to inhabit you, to counsel, strengthen, and separate you from the world and its power to seduce you away from me. There is nothing lacking to the soul who receives me devoutly. From that point on, it is up to them to recognize and correspond to the graces they have received. There is nothing lacking to the soul who receives me devoutly. From that point on, it is up to them to recognize and correspond to the graces they have received." And here I would like to add again, a daily reception of the Lord and daily Mass changed my life dramatically. All that I had supposed was only a dream, never to be realized, rather began to transform into reality. And He living in me is the one who did it. Jesus continued, "There are dreams that you carry in your heart, dreams that I have given birth to and put there because they are the fulfillment of who I created you to be. But the devil and the flesh are oh so very strong, are continually fighting against your spirit to sidetrack and prevent you from working with me to make them come true. You need a much greater force in your favor living inside of you. And while it is true that I live inside of you by my spirit, you need more grace on your side. And that is why I wish for my body and blood to live in you afresh every day. If this were not true, beloved ones, never would I have gone through the incredible torments to bring my very body and blood to you. Each day I go through torments as those belonging to Satan steal me from the altar so they can desecrate me in secret ceremonies. But I am still willing to go through these sufferings just to be with you. That is how much you mean to me. So I'm asking you who have been ordained. The enemy has lied to you and told you the sacrifice of the Lord's Supper is just another rote ceremony. This is so untrue. Each time you elevate me to the Father, He again receives my body and releases graces all over the world, not the least of which are graces to make you holy and fulfill your very unique destinies. So I implore you, dear ones, repent of your laxity. Take up these prayers again. Say them with all your heart, speaking to the Father on my behalf. You are truly in the presence of the Almighty when you celebrate. He hears every word. He sees every attitude of your heart. He knows when you are sincere and believe, and He knows when you are lukewarm and just going through the motions. Oh, please do not do that to Him. It cost Him so much for me to come to earth. Please say the Lord's Supper with all your heart. Ask me now for this grace, and I will impart it to you, that we may live in His holy joy and see the fulfillment of all the prophetic promises of the ages, and that you may be found worthy, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, as you come into your eternal reward. And for this, I give my blessing now, and know that the saints and angels regularly attend my supper. they are present there with you, praying with you, and celebrating with you.